Okay, roll call. Please answer when I call your name. Chris Lopez.
Here.
Honor Spencer. Marianne Carbone.
Here.
Ryan Coonerty.
Here.
Steve McShane.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you, Ann. We'll go ahead and start the meeting with public comment. Any member of the public that's in attendance today is welcome to comment on any items that are not listed on the agenda. I don't know if we had submitted or had received anything submitted, Ann, prior to the start of the meeting. Have you received anything?
No, I did not receive any emails, and I don't see any raised hands.
Okay.
Double checking. Oh, wait, I did see one, but that is from Rose needs to be let in. Okay, no, there are no public comments.
Okay, well, then we'll go ahead and move on to our first item and our only action item, and that is to go ahead and approve the summary of our actions from the meeting October 21st. Is there any questions or comments from members of the committee? Seeing none, and members of the public, none. We'll go ahead and entertain a motion to approve the summary of actions from October 21st.
I'll move. Lopez.
And thank you. Moved.
Carbone, second.
Thank you. Moved by Lopez, seconded by Carbone. Ann, will you go ahead and call the roll?
Yes. When I call your name, please answer yes or no. Or aye or nay. Chris Lopez. Supervisor Lopez, I think you're on mute. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Marianne Carbone?
Yes.
Ryan Coonerty?
Yes.
Steve McShane?
Yep.
Motion passes unanimously.
All right. And we'll now receive a report on our OPED trust and pension trust accounts. I believe that's Rosa. Rosa, are you on? Would you like to go ahead and proceed?
Hi, good morning, members of the board. So our first report is for the OPED and the pension trust. So we established a trust in October 2013 to pre-fund the OPED. In March 2018, we combined the OPEB liability and district pension obligations into one trust. Our first deposit to the pension trust was in May. So our guidelines call for a quarterly review of the trust accounts by activity. So the OPEB trust had a net income of $47,307, and there was a typo. I left it. It says quarter end 6/30 for the OPEB. It should be 9/30. It was August and September. So we did have an income for that one. And then on the pension trust, we also, our balance is $506,000. I can't say that. $500,000 basically. And we had a quarterly income of $5,472. So the reports are attached. The PARS report that's attached is only for the September quarter, but the accumulated balances are on the other pages following.
Okay. Any questions for Rosa? Seeing none, should we go to the public if there was any comments or any questions? Don't see any maybe here. So it's just this is an information item. Thank you, Rosa. And we'll go right back to you to receive our Monterey County Treasurer's report on investments for the quarter ending September 30th.
Right. Okay. So the district deposits all this cash in cash receipts with the county, and we request funds from the county as needed for accounts payable and payroll. The county accounts for these monies in a separate fund and also manages the investments for the district. So attached, you'll find the county's report for the quarter ended September 30th. The overall yield on investments for the quarter was 1.61%. And that is lower than the previous quarter, which was at 1.89%. And it was lower than the yield from the same quarter in 2019, which was at 2.46%. So attached to this report are the economic factors affecting this and the staff report to the from the treasurer's staff to the Board of Supervisors. That's all attached. So to date, we have not received any of those funds. So we should be getting them pretty soon. Is there any questions?
Any questions for Rosa?
None.
Okay. Seeing none from the public, this might have been one of our quickest budget personnel and nominating committee meeting. That concludes our business, and I want to thank everybody for calling or attending, and we will look forward to for our regular meeting at 1:30 p.m. today. We'll go ahead and adjourn. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.